Joining us now in our studios, we have Northfield's Police Chief Monty Nelson and Police Sergeant P.T. Hyder. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Absolutely.
Now, do the police department, do you try to get time for everyone? Does everyone get a little bit of a time for their families? And
well, we try, but of course, you have to have people working the shifts on the road.
So those are the young ones?
Well, actually not always. We might have had some pretty senior shifts over Christmas just because of how it worked out, and we have some people that are out for some medical reasons or family mm-hmm. reasons. So we were running a little bit thin. The shifts are usually a little bit thinner on Christmas. We try not to force people to come in and have multiple people when we don't maybe need the coverage.
You know, the holidays, of course, bring out the best in people, but not 100%. Not 100%. You've had some, I want to say, incidences recently, and maybe for some people, the holidays aren't the best time.
Yeah, the last couple weeks have been a little bit busy, and a lot of chemical addiction and mental health related stuff. You know, we had several burglaries in one apartment building up on the north side of town here last week. Arrested that subject. I think he just got into court Monday or Wednesday. I lost track with Christmas splitting mm-hmm. up our week. We've had some businesses either broken into or attempted break-ins. We had another burglary and sexual assault in the south end, and plus lots of other calls. Just because some people do, if they're struggling, it can be a really tough time of the year.
Mm-hmm. It certainly can. I want to talk about we've had a person missing in Northfield over the course of the last month or so, Joseph Camplin, and maybe Sergeant Hyder, you can comment on this a little bit. Where is that at right now?
Currently, it's at where we were at, unfortunately, when he left mm-hmm. that morning. We've conducted two searches with the same group in North Star Search and Rescue with dogs. We searched the Carlton Arbery, the whole area, very thoroughly twice, and actually north through Canada Avenue, through the Dudley Bridge, mm-hmm. through that whole area with nothing, no success at all of anything. The family has been, obviously, they're very good people. It's been very hard on them. I actually sat down with the Northfield News and Philip from that paper. They came, they're going to do a story on the family and how it's affected them. On our end, the biggest things, if you have anything, any information, see him or, he liked the wooded areas. That was his concern, this family's concern, that he went into a wooded area. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what he liked to do. We're obviously treating it like he's still a missing person and he might be somewhere. We've had no activity on anything, so it's been hard, whether it's bank records, phone, nothing.
Oh,
it's been hard because it was over the holidays right before Thanksgiving, and we're still at the same point where we were day one, unfortunately.
Yeah, and every passing day it probably gets a little more difficult weather-wise. I'm sure this is probably not – it's winter weather in Minnesota. It can't be helping.
And when he left in November, it was colder than it is even now. There's that cold stretch. It was very, very cold in late November, so this is kind of – this is even better because it's a little damp, but it's not as cold. But earlier in November, it was pretty cold.
All right. So, well, we certainly, once again, if you have any information, please contact the police department. Let's talk about another incident that happened a month or so ago, and that was a bank robbery here in town.
Yep, we've done, we're working with the FBI in that. I speak with the agent who's working that probably now. I've talked to him maybe once every 2 weeks by, a couple times within the last month. Right now we're in a holding pattern, again, trying to identify the person. We are now assisting them, is what I would say, with the investigation. The FBI is going full tilt, and they send it out things on their end, how they blast it out on social media. We're still looking to identify the bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
I have to talk with, actually, the agent. I'll probably talk to him this week to figure out any new leads. As of now, we have nothing as far as a name. We looked into a person for a while, ended up not being that person.
Now, the FBI gets involved with the bank robberies. Do they believe this is an isolated incident, or could there be more crimes committed by this person? Does he fit any descriptions?
No, and that's the good thing about the FBI, is they're more in tune to bank robbery stuff. So they're good to know if they have a serial bank robber. They can identify and say that's the same person we're looking at. This one, one, they've never seen the person before. So it's almost helpful in a way to know that it's not someone that they've already known, because they don't know who it is. So they push things out differently even than we do for public information.
Okay.
But no, it's not somebody that is on their radar or our radar locally.
Now, when you investigate this, are there other law enforcement agencies, like maybe the metro area or county area thing, and say, hey, do you have anybody fit this description, pull off any type of thing, bank robbery or any type of robbery?
Yeah, we have a system that we can send stuff out to all law enforcement agencies, actually to banks, to everyone within 5 minutes. We get something together, like you see on the press releases we get. We'll get those in a different thing. They're called crime alerts that are sent out to all their law enforcement agencies in the state, and we all look at them. So it's my strong belief if someone would have identified them, we would know. But we probably will send that crime alert out again, just in case, to get new eyes on it, or people maybe didn't pay attention to it as well as they should have the first time.
Do all the officers, everybody take a good look at those? Are those pretty seriously taken at the police department?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of always our first step. You know, whether it's a bank robbery or video from some other business burglary, you know, there's more and more places that have their own video. It isn't just convenience stores and banks like it always has been. Now lots of businesses and homes even have it. And our first round is always, hey guys and gals, does this look like someone we're familiar with? And sometimes, you know, you have an officer who goes, well, yeah, that's so-and-so. And that's why we use that crime alert system where usually before it's even a press release publicly, we send it out to that crime alert system to other law enforcement agencies. And it's surprising sometimes you'll get a cop from Faribault, sometimes from the metro, it goes, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, so, I'm sure that can be very helpful.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
we would rather keep things, obviously the best thing for investigation-wise, we can keep it internally first to know on our own world who it is before we have to blast it out to the public. And, you know, we also like we like the element of surprise, so we don't want to have to put it out to the public to say we know who it is sometimes. But yeah, we do definitely. We have a lot of stuff in our office that we share between emails and putting up on a billboard we have in our office so they can try to identify people.
Well, you mentioned security systems and cameras everywhere nowadays, and so many businesses have, really in the last 5 or 10 years. Also, there has been, we've talked before about body cams for police officers. We had Sheriff Troy Dunn in, and they'll be trying out some equipment at Rice County. I would imagine you'll be probably talking with him about that. And
We'll be watching and paying attention. You know, Faribault just, I think, had their public meeting or open session at council for input from the community, which you have to do now by state law when you're making your policies for body cameras, because Faribault's implementing a body cam system.
Was that the city or the county?
That was the city.
The city, okay.
Faribault,
sure.
Yep. Rice County will probably be the next one. Ours will depend on budgeting, because right now that got pushed out a couple years during this last budget cycle.
All right. Once again, Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson with us, along with Sergeant P.T. Hyder from the Northfield Police Department. Boy, we're looking out there. The roads are pretty nasty. We've got the holidays and everything, and people tend to celebrate. I know you have extra patrol on often in the holidays. How have the Safe and Sober campaign and people driving while impaired, have there been a big problem with it this year?
Well, I think we got one DUI last weekend. Technically over Christmas Eve, but we will have people paying extra attention coming up again. Really, it does end up a little strange because this weekend is a holiday weekend again, even though the holiday isn't on the weekend, because there's a lot of, I know we're hosting a Christmas this weekend. I've heard a lot of people saying that. And then you have New Year's Eve, you know, Monday, Tuesday. We'll be paying attention, watching. Reminder, there's the Safe Ride program. Plan ahead. Stay somewhere if you're going to be partying and you know you're going to be partaking and probably might not be safe to drive. Plan for a place to sleep, whether it's one of our local hotels. We have, you know, more options as time goes by here. Or get a sober ride. Plan for a sober driver. Use that Safe Ride program. But just don't bother getting behind the wheel after drinking.
Yeah, no question about that. Once again, another long holiday weekend. A lot of people have taken that opportunity to take a few extra days off.
Indeed.
So you don't even have to go to work or anything, but enjoy yourself, but just be careful. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Well, reminder, because we don't know how this weather is going to turn out. It's sounding like we probably are going to get lucky as far as snowfall amounts tomorrow when this cools down, but pay attention to the roads. Make sure, make sure your vehicle is swept off, ice off the windshield, snow. You know, it's kind of a cop's pet peeve to show up in an accident and someone's windshield is frosted over and they didn't bother removing stuff. By state law, your windows have to be clear when you're driving down the road. Have those headlights on. Make sure your windshield is clear. Pay attention to the roads. Like this morning, you know, especially out in the county, right now when I was coming into work, if there's still some of that slop or snow on the roads, if you're not ready for that, hit it too fast. It can pull you, send you into the ditch. The roads are going to be probably a little weird over the next 24 to 48 hours, so be careful. Pay attention in town. Again, we do have the winter parking ban. You know, we declare snow emergencies if we get enough snow. Please check our website. If it's snowing and there's a question in your mind, the first clue is if it's snowing and the street's covered with snow, you should probably pay attention and check to see if there's a snow emergency.
Yeah.
There's our clue, Minnesotans. So
it's a pretty obvious one, too.
It is an obvious one.
I think it's going to get chillier, too, so watch roads. This stuff might ice up. That's a concern because I think the temperature is supposed to drop and be pretty chilly.
Yeah, it will. So you have to watch your speed and watch your footing on that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Certainly appreciate
thank
it. Have a happy new year, safe new year, and we'll talk to you after the first of the year sometime.
Thanks.
All right. That's Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson along with Police Sergeant P.T. Hyder.